The board of Westpac is holding a crisis meeting today as the banking giant reels from a money laundering scandal that seems likely to claim the scalp of its chief executive. At the same time, major investors are demanding answers on how Westpac broke anti-money laundering laws a staggering 23 million times and allowed its platforms to be used by paedophiles in Southeast Asia. With the future of CEO Brian Hartzer uncertain, the bank's share price continues to sink along with its reputation. Here's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Westpac's board, led by Chairman Lindsay Maxsted, is said to have been gobsmacked by the depth of the 23 million breaches of anti-money laundering and counter-terror financing laws that exploded 2 days ago. A special telephone hookup was called for an update on the scandal, given the mounting fallout and as the board searches for answers and accountability. Shaw and Partners banking analyst Brett LeMessurier sums up the likely mood of the Westpac board.
Well, I think it will be one of shock. Shock with regard to the market reaction, the political reaction.
Investors are also in shock about the apparent lack of oversight and alleged complacency that allowed Westpac's payment platforms to be used by pedophiles in Southeast Asia. Brett LeMessurier says investors are also nervous about the potentially massive size of any penalty that could be materially damaging to the bank.
On some calculations, it could be absolutely enormous. We just don't know how large it could be. And if you take the Commonwealth Bank settlement as an indication of $700 million, then may well see a number over $1 billion.
When you look at what's being said inside the Westpac boardroom, would it be a big possibility that there might be some discussion about Brian Hartzer's role as chief executive?
I'm sure that'll be a topic of conversation. Brian Hartzer was the CEO during most of this. You would think that his tenure would be a major topic of conversation.
But it's not just the chief executive, it's also the board where the buck stops. Should there be accountability at the board level?
Well, I would think so. Who was on that Risk and Compliance Committee, who was the chair of that Risk and Compliance Committee, and also it goes as far as the chair of the group, the banking group. The positions of all these people should be up for debate.
So far, we haven't heard that much from Westpac apart from a brief statement to the Stock Exchange and a briefing to journalists on Wednesday afternoon, but will they need to come out with something pretty strong and pretty drastic before the annual general meeting?
There will need to be more accountability, I would say, before they come to the AGM. I think shareholders will be furious about what's happened. What did they know and when did they know it?
Westpac's board suffered a so-called first strike at last year's AGM in the wake of misconduct revealed at the Banking Royal Commission. And a second strike could lead to a damaging boardroom spill.
Westpac's reputation has taken a bit of a hit here.
Now, that might be an understatement, but Vaz Kolesnikov, head of research at the investor advisory firm ISS, says shareholders have lost patience and want answers.
Investors are growing tired of hearing all these issues coming out of the banks, because when you think about it, you really can't have these types of episodes where, you know, people are saying, or the executives are saying, oh, we're not really too sure how this happened or why the systems broke down.
And so the removal or the sacking of the CEO, Brian Hartzer, would be symbolic. But as you say, the board signs off on compliance matters, and so the buck stops with them.
Indeed. Well, the board represents shareholders. Shareholders put the board in place to oversee management. As we see in the Royal Commission, boards still need to act.
If the failings go right to the top of Westpac, to the chief executive and also the board, is Brian Hartzer, as an insider, the right person to head the investigation?
We really must question whether the person who's ultimately responsible can actually be conducting the investigation himself.
With a so far thin explanation to the AUSTRAC revelations, investors are continuing to sell, and Westpac shares were down another 1.3% in late morning trade, well below $25 and heading towards the lowest point in a year.
The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.